Hey guys, Graham here with my daily update, daily-ish. Feels more like weekly, but it's good to be here with you. Just having a good week. I want to answer a question somebody asked me earlier this week. Is inner healing biblical? Is inner healing right? Is inner healing a thing, or is it just weird? So I'll get into that in a moment. Hey, before I do that, two or three quick announcements. Number one, if you're on our YouTube channel, please hit the subscribe button down there and give the bell symbol a long press. That would really help help you know about future videos. Secondly, if you're not yet getting our email newsletter, I really encourage you to do that. There'll be a link below me, and we send a free gift to everybody who signs up for our newsletter. Good. Hey, lastly, I want to say, I mean, there's lots of links below, lots of different things there, but thanks to all of the friends and partners of Graham Jones Ministries. If you're not yet a partner with us, partners are those who pray, those who, you know, encourage us and also support us in the missions work we do. And, you know, you can become a partner by sending $1 a week. It's not like some hard thing, cheaper than a cup of bad gas station coffee, I would say, here in America. But thank you to everybody who partners with us and enables and releases us to do all that we do in the kingdom of God. Good. So I want to answer this question today. Inner healing, what is it? Is it biblical? Is it right? Is it wrong? And let me take a few moments and talk about this. I think, let me begin here. Firstly, the danger is, and this is true of other things in the Christian life, sometimes there are these umbrella terms that can mean different things to different people, or under this kind of big tent, this umbrella, people, there's like a conglomeration of lots of different ideas. So when somebody says to me, is inner healing biblical? My first response is, well, it can be. Sometimes, yeah, there's some really great teaching that people label inner healing. There's some really just fuzzy, silly teaching people label inner healing. And I think there's some really poor, dangerous, I want to be clear, I'm not saying the people doing it are evil, but the teaching is evil. That all gets labeled under that, and we put it in one big box, shake it up, and we call it inner healing. So let me unpack that really quickly for you, share some thoughts on that. But I would encourage people, personally, I would not use that term inner healing. I wouldn't allow anybody in any church I lead to use that. If anybody tries to do an inner healing ministry, I will say no. Here's the reason it is. I'm a Bible person. Come on, the only way we can really know what's true is God's word. And I want to be clear, it's not our experience, it's not a feeling, it's not a tickle you had in your funny bone, or even a great testimony you had. We've got to base what we believe on the word of God, I believe. You know, I was a missionary in France for many years, and I have many dear Catholic friends in France, many of them who I believe have a real relationship with God. And yet, if you were to look at the Church of Rome as a denomination, the Church of Rome believes some really great things like the Trinity, the, you know, virgin birth of Jesus. But the Church of Rome believes some crazy things, some things that are wrong, and actually some things that are evil. Now, again, I'm not saying that people teaching them are evil, but if we're teaching things that are wrong, we can lead people away from Jesus. And I would go to my dear Roman Catholic friends and simply say, like, show me where you got that, because it's not in the Bible. And I would apply the same thing to inner healing and say, we've got to be biblical. We can't simply come with some idea and then try to find a Bible verse, like some coat hanger that we can hook it on. We've actually got to look. What did Jesus teach? What did Jesus do? How did he minister? What did the apostles teach? How did the apostles minister? So my biggest problem with inner healing is this. I think we should actually call it discipleship. I think what Jesus called people to do is to be disciples of him. Well, they actually called Jesus Rabbi, Rabboni, Rabbi, teacher. They were actually followers of Jesus. Jesus came to them and said, follow me. They were he was the rabbi, if you will, the teacher, and they were following Jesus. And then what he did with the 12, he said, go and make disciples of all nations. So if you're a new Christian or an older Christian struggling in your soul, what you don't need inner healing, you need discipleship. Yeah. Now, to the measure that a lot of inner healing is discipleship, I have no problem with that. And to the measure that it's some hocus pocus weird thing, I do have a problem with that. So let me give you three or four quick points that will help you here. Number one, I think a lot of the problem in this arena comes from a confusion about understanding the spirit, the soul, and the body. Now, I appreciate there hasn't been a lot of teaching in some many churches. I grew up in a church, again, great church, great people. I was in ministry before I really understood those distinctions, spirit, soul, and body. I don't really have the time to go into all of them today. I'd encourage you to listen to the teaching by Andrew Womack on spirit, soul, and body. I don't know if I've ever heard anybody teach it better than Andrew Womack. And real quick, look at it this way. Your spirit doesn't need healing. Yeah? Also, your spirit does not need healing. Now, I understand you'll find books in the Old Testament, like the book of Proverbs, that will talk about a broken spirit and things like that. But it's really talking about the heart. In Adam, outside of Jesus, we are spiritually dead. It's not like our spirit has a problem. We're spiritually dead outside of Christ. The Lord said to Adam, the day you eat of the tree, you'll die. Adam died spiritually. And the Bible says the spirit is alive because of righteousness. So when you came to Christ, you were made a new creation. You were made righteous. You've got the nature of God, the joy of God. You're a new creation. You're sealed. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:17. You're seated in heavenly places, Ephesians 1 and 2 says. Your spirit doesn't need healing any more than Jesus needs healing. Your spirit's perfect in him. Okay, for the sake of ease, talk about your body. Can our bodies need healing? Yes, absolutely. Jesus is the healer. We should believe him for healing if we're sick. We should believe him for health. We should take good care of our bodies, give them sleep, water them well, rest, you know, put good food in that God actually designed us to eat, things that once were alive, not things that are processed and that kind of thing. But, you know, your body is not yet glorified and the outward man perishes. So inner healing, I want to be clear, we're talking about our soul when we're talking about inner healing, our mind, our will, and our emotions. And the problem is there are phrases people use in ministries like inner healing. Well, they talk about healing the past, healing the memories. And it's a little bit of a misnomer, even though people mean well. You can't, let me say this categorically, you cannot heal somebody's past. Yeah, you heal them. You know, have you ever heard people use the phrase, I hear people talk about time management. You know, we're going to manage time. No, you don't. Nobody can manage time. We all have 24 hours a day, whether you like it or not. You can waste it. You can be productive. You can't manage time. You can manage yourself. Yeah? And in the same way, we can't heal. If I have somebody who's been through trauma sitting here in the room with me, I can't heal their past. Their past is their past. I can't change anything about 1 second ago or 10 years ago. Their past is their past. Okay, I can't actually even change their future. What I can do is I can help them put on the Lord Jesus Christ. I can help them be a healthy person. And I can prepare them for the future to walk in health and wholeness and all that God has for them in the future. So again, the Bible calls this discipleship. And to the measure that when we're helping somebody to become a disciple, that we're helping them forgive, yeah, we're helping them realize that their identity is not the things that have happened to them, rather who God has declared them to be. When we're helping them to renew their mind, when we're helping them to take biblical choices with their will, when we're helping them not to be ruled by their emotions, but actually teaching them that when your will is subjected, is submitted to God, when your mind is renewed, your emotions are like the tail on the dog. You will feel well emotionally when you're submitted to the Lord and your mind is renewed and you're thinking on whatever things are good, pure, lovely, virtuous, praiseworthy. The emotions tend to take care of themselves. So inner healing in terms of discipleship, teaching somebody to live out the Christian life, to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, rock on. Where inner healing goes wrong is a lot of times people get into a whole load of deliverance teaching. Now, again, I believe Satan, demons can attack Christians, but I believe every single demon can be got rid of with the name of Jesus in about that amount of time. Any teaching that says it takes weeks or months or years to get rid of demonic opposition is not found in this book. You may have a little cute pink book, Pigs in the Parlor, things like that, but it's not Bible. What people at times will do in a healing thing as well is try to lead somebody into an experience where, you know, lay on the floor and Holy Spirit will come and he'll take you back. And when you were dropped as a baby, I don't want to be sarcastic, but well, people are looking for an experience rather than the cross. What often happens under the banner of inner healing is simply Freudian psychology. And people, I see this all the time in churches, people end up getting into these weird codependent relationships with another person. It's interesting, having led churches for years and known literally thousands of pastors, you know, this sort of inner healing thing, it hardly ever happens from the front of the church. Usually somebody, you know, within a church will feel this is my ministry and they'll sort of take people away. And so often they do this in a way that's slightly secretive. They try to hide it from the church leadership and develop these little relationships where somebody becomes codependent on them. Quite often under the banner of inner healing, what's happening is more the person who's trying to do the ministry is trying to satisfy a need in themselves rather than see the other person healed. I think as well, one of the biggest lies Satan has sown into this teaching is that kind of the idea that you need to rummage around in your past looking for the root cause of a problem before you can have it healed. Yeah, that if I've got some emotional, I'm depressed right now and I don't know why I'm depressed, until I find the key to where it happened, I can't be free. Now, again, if there's something the Lord wants you to deal with in the past, ask him and then throw the burden on him. Make Holy Spirit responsible for taking you past there. But God does not call you to go around the garbage can of your past looking for things to deal with. Rather, God calls you to forgive, to release, to put on that new creation. Let me put it this way. You can't heal the old creation and you don't need to heal the new creation. So all of the healing God's got from our soul comes back to believing that our old man is dead and putting on a weight to righteousness, put on that new man in Jesus Christ. And then as you do that by faith, the grace of God comes upon you and empowers and enables you to live out that life. But again, Satan loves it when people go rummaging around the past looking for keys to things that sometimes aren't even there. You know, there was a situation I remember years ago in a church I know in France. Some couple came from America, sorry Americans, but and did this inner healing ministry on a load of people in the church. And I cry and I get angry when I think about this. I remember they went to a young lady who's about 19 or 20 in the church and basically told her, oh, God's shown us that your father abused you sexually when you were younger. And she was like, no, I don't remember that. And they were like, no, God's given us a revelation. God's shown us. And they led her down this whole garden path and it ended up destroying her relationship with her parents, destroying her relationship with God. It's just evil, evil, evil. Until years later, she realized, you know, it was just these people trying to be clever, trying to do things. It wasn't God at all. None of it was true. I want you to catch this. Your salvation, your freedom is not found in your past. It's found in the cross. Let me say that again. Don't be looking to some ministry, some anointing, some gift, some technique, some psychological thing. Look to the cross. Every single thing that God has to give us comes through the finished work of Christ on the cross. Yeah, we need to take that by faith. And as I said, then discipleship is learning to walk that out in our daily life. So hope that helps. Again, I want to be clear. I think there are good people under that inner healing banner, often doing good things. I think it's unhelpful to do that because you then get linked in with the, Jesus said, the flakes you'll have with you always. With the people doing silly things under that banner. But I would encourage you, become a disciple of Jesus. Get in the epistles, find out who you are in Jesus Christ. Years ago, Kenneth Hagin wrote a tiny little booklet for $1 in him. And what it was a list of every scripture that said in him, in whom, in Jesus, in Christ, you know, in whatever. Just that in a way describe who we are in Jesus Christ. Boom, see that. Long video today, but that's some really important things. Somebody needs to hear that. Hey guys, cheering you on. And again, hit that subscribe button. Check out the links below and drop me a line if I can pray for you. Bye for now.